Good morning. It is exactly 8:45. You got to be somewhere at 9 o'clock. You have precisely 15 minutes to get there. We have a regular interview on this show, the last Friday of every month, where you get to hear what's up at the Forest, presented by the Forest at Duke, a community that encourages you to. Since it opened back in 1992, the Forest has given residents of retirement age the opportunity to keep exploring independently by enhancing their ability to lead purposeful, healthy, and secure lives. Nestled in the beautiful central part of North Carolina, over 800 residents from 38 different states in all walks of life have chosen to call the Forest past 25 years. And what's up at the Forest is a sort of the Forest at Duke presents our trivia question every morning on 79 The Hill with Freddie Kiger at about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. We're always happy about that. And on What's Up at the Forest, this special conversation, you'll meet a resident or a special guest. Meet to my two special guests today. First of all, Aaliyah Granger is here, a sales counselor for the Forest at Duke. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Welcome back to the show. Always good to see you. And also, Kristen Pearson, the Director of Development for TROSA, is here. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Now, joining us on What's Up at the Forest today for the first time because of a really great event, the Foodie Fundraiser for TROSA. First of all, tell us what TROSA is.
That's an excellent question. Thank you. So for those who don't know, TROSA is a nonprofit, multi-year residential recovery program for men and women in addiction. And what makes TROSA so unique is that we're in the Triangle, in Durham specifically, but we don't have any geographic restriction. If you need help, you can come to TROSA. It's completely cost-free. So for 2 years in summer, you're free. Housing, meals, clothing, education, advancement opportunities, vocational training, healthcare, counseling, anything you can think of. Because what we do is make sure that people can work on themselves and rebuild their lives.
That is TROSA.
You got it.
And now, tell us about that foodie.
Thanks. Yes. So this is our fifth annual. 5 years running. Originally, it was started by the culinary community in Durham. Chefs came together and said, we like the work you're doing. We want to support you here in our backyard. So it's a really fun event. It's family friendly. It's rain or shine. I peeked at the long rain cast. It looks like a beautiful day next Sunday, October 6th, but it's rain or shine. So it's a great day no matter the weather. There are 15 plus from various chefs and restaurants throughout the Triangle, both here in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Raleigh as well. There's going to be the scrap exchange, so there's fun. We can take crafts that families can have. There's live music. We have a beautiful arrangement by Up Cane Creek, which is a Chapel Hill-based bluegrass and traditional music band. And we wouldn't be able to do this all without the help and support of sponsors. So I want to thank, of course, the Forest at Duke and all of our other sponsors who've helped to make this a low-cost event that people can come and support TROSA.
Aaliyah, I know that you guys are involved in a lot of things in the community. Why is it so important for the Forest at Duke to help sponsor this foodie fundraiser for TROSA?
Good question, Ron. Well, we are so proud to support TROSA and the importance that they do. It is a key element of our mission at the Forest that we reach beyond our walls and out into the community where we can be of service. Social responsibility is just an important part of our mission at the Forest at Duke.
Now, this is the, let me get back to you, Kristen, if I may. This is the fifth foodie fundraiser. Is there anything new or different this year that returning guests can expect to see?
Yes, absolutely. So this is grown as the years go on. We've started with just 5 restaurants. Now we have over 15. And the format of the event is you pay the ticket price and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet sampling of all the chefs have to offer. And just share some of them. Here's Vimala's, there's Tallulah's, the Salt Box, Seafood Joint, Rise, Local 22, Foster's Market, Gugelhopf, Mateo, Parazage, and Swift Scratch Baking. I could go on and on.
Yeah, so some of the best restaurants.
It is the best restaurants. Yeah, we're really lucky that everyone's come together, and the chefs that's from these restaurants come out too.
Yeah.
So it's a really great opportunity to meet the chefs and taste all the great food.
This is something that is happening very soon. We'll tell you more about how you can get all the details in just a moment. But, Aaliyah, we still want to know what's up at the Forest. What's new and exciting as we head into this fall season, which seems like the middle of summer weather that we have.
Indeed it does. Thank you. Well, we just ended a week of fundraising to support the Alzheimer's Association. And tonight, as part of our Evenings with the Forest, we are screening a documentary, Wilmington on Fire. We're just always up to something at the Forest, and we don't slow down.
Yeah, it's like we always say, you never stop being, you never stop growing. And I know there are all kinds of special learning opportunities at the Forest at Duke as well.
That's right.
One of the best things is the fact that you have people there from all walks of life. You know, some captains of industry, people who did all kinds of different things all over the country and all over the world. That's what makes it a really cool community.
Exactly, Ron.
Well, we appreciate your being one of our sponsors here on 97 on the Hill. And for folks who are interested, how to get more information about working or living at the Forest at Duke?
Sure. So the best thing that they can do is go to www.forestduke.org.
Mm-hmm. All right. Forestduke.org. Remember that very important website address. And for those interested in attending the fifth annual fundraiser for TROSA, how can they get their tickets and how can they find out more?
Yes, indeed. And I encourage you to get your tickets now if you have an inkling of interest, because there's capacity and we haven't sold out in years. So you can get the tickets by going to TROSA.eventbrite.com. Again, that's TROSA.eventbrite.com.
All right. Well, I know you're going to sell out again this year because I got hungry just listening to you talk about restaurants that are going to be there. You know, restaurants, bakeries, whatever. You know, they're all going to be there. So thank you very much for letting us know about TROSA. If you want to find out more about TROSA in general.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Go to www.trosainc.org.
And Aaliyah, thank you so much for being here, too, because we love the Forest at Duke.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a, you know, we talk about what a great place it is to live, but it's also a great place to work, right?
It really is. Yeah. I have my team, and I love being a part of a wonderful community.
Yeah, there are some nice folks. Everyone that I've met from the Forest at Duke so far has just been a splendid person. So thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And What's Up at the Forest is presented by the Forest at Duke, where people of retirement age never stop growing, asking, imagining, and they're always keeping interesting and something to look forward every day. Remember, ForestDuke.org. 852-979 The Hill. Good morning.